Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm so excited to have you on this amazing Monday. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, and unfortunately, not to my left is my tall, handsome, educated father of three, 32 years old, and still has all of his hair, Tiger Taylor. Tiger is out. He is having a child. Either today or tomorrow, his wife should be going into labor. So we wish him the best. Little national, little godson's being born this week. Super excited. Can't say anything else. The world is going to be blessed with another Tiger Taylor. So let's jump right into our Motivational Monday. So I've been, this weekend, I read The Greatness Guide by Robin Sharma. Robin Sharma. And it's a really good book. He's the number one international bestseller, the monk who sold his Ferrari. It's really good. In detail, it's The Greatness Guide. Each chapter is broken up into different segments. Each chapter is only like a page and a half long. It's a really good read. Not very difficult at all. It makes you think. Some of the wise words that he spills on this paper, through his pen, is very beautiful. It only has 101 chapters, like I said. Each is maybe 1 to 2 pages long, 220 pages in this. But I came across something I was reading in chapter 2 or 3, and he talks about, this is what he says. Robin states that your days are your life in miniature form. So as you live your hours, so you create your years. As you live your days, so you create your life. So let's dissect that. So what you do today is actually creating your future. It's creating, if you're reading, if you're studying, if you're eating healthy, or if you're eating junk, if you're playing touch butt in the park, if you're, everything is adding up to your future. Each thing that we do is either leading you to a direction of positive purpose or negative. So really sit down and think about what you're doing each day. Are you doing something positive that will get you to where you're meant to be at? Or are you doing something that is actually taking away from where you should be at? Let's take an example that today, it was a very productive day at work. Spent most of the day calling clients, doing one-on-ones, scheduling appointments, working out with clients. It was a really good day, a great day. I could have chose not to do that, could have called in, stayed at home, but I'm discovering that today, is every day, is life in a miniature form. So I'm building up for tomorrow, and tomorrow I'm going to build up to Wednesday, I'm going to build up to Thursday. So whatever I do, I'm going to make sure that I'm taking those little steps into success. So later on, he talks about the words that we speak, the thoughts that we think, the foods we eat, and the actions you take are defining your destiny. They are shaping who you are becoming. It is manipulating. It is developing our success DNA, all the things that we do daily. What are you doing daily that's defining your life? Small choices lead to giant consequences, ladies and gentlemen. They can either be positive or negative. So you want to work out, you want to lose weight. Well, the best thing to do is get a great diet and change your lifestyle. Change the way you eat, change the way you think, change the way you exercise, change the way you live. There's so much importance in time. You know what separates us from the uber successful to the poor is the way they use their time. Now, reading this chapter, this really hit me because I've heard all the greats say that. I've heard Les Brown say this, Tony Robbins, Eric Thomas. I've heard Brandon Burchard. I've heard a lot of people say that they realize that we all have 24 hours in a day, and how we use it will determine how far you go in life. Warren Buffett has 24 hours in a day. Bill Gates, 24 hours in a day. Oprah, 24 hours in a day. Jim Carrey, 24 hours in a day. What made them great is they knew that their time was running out. And they knew when to sacrifice their family time or sacrifice their friends. Or they knew they had to get to work 24 hours in a day. And now all the greats that I'm studying, they wake up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning instead of 8, 9, just in time to go to work. So if you're sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, sorry, 8 to 10 or 12 hours a day, I'm only getting 4 to 5 hours, and I'm waking up, and I'm actually making purpose of that time that I'm awake, you best believe I'm going to be you, for sure. So that's what separates us, is that the way they use their time, and they realize that, that's all they have is the 24 hours in a day. You know, to me, I think that we're all called the great ones. And each one of us has so much power inside of us. You can have such a significant impact in your community, your country, and even your world, if you choose to. BLS, listen to me. You can have a significant impact on your community, your country, and your world, if you choose. If you choose, listen to that part. Catch this. If you don't catch anything else in this message, catch this. If you choose to become, you can choose to become successful, you can choose to become famous, an actress, an actor, a business owner, restaurateur, you can choose that, or you can choose to live an average life. But the power that we are given, ladies and gentlemen, BLS Nation, is a seed, and this seed needs to be nourished. You need to read. You need to network, you need to believe, you need to water it daily, and it will grow. How far will a tree grow? That's what Jim Rohn used to ask. How far will a tree grow? As far as it can. As far as it can. As tall as it can. It will branch out to be as big as it can. You're the same way. You have the seed inside of you. Now, this is what I believe that God... He gives to God, Creator, Jehovah, whatever you call it, that everything that we have is a seed. Our talent is a seed. Our life is a seed. We need to nourish that. We need to help it grow, and then it can become powerful. Now, Robin Sharma stated, "The best among us are no more gifted than the rest." You heard, what's his name from that 70s show, Ashton Kutcher, he said, people that are no smarter than you. And I know where he gets it now. The best among us are no more gifted than the rest. They just took little steps each day to their biggest life. Those daily steps become weeks, they become months, they become years, they become decades before you know it. You will have that. You will have that habit formed. And that's what I want to really teach everyone, is how we develop successful habits. Our habits really make us. They make us or they break us. What are the habits that you are doing? What are some of the habits that are holding you back? Do you come home? Do you just, after studying all day, do you come home and rest all day? Do you read every day? Are you able to develop yourself every day? What are the habits do you have? Do you eat healthy? Do you exercise? Do you try to do something good throughout the day? What are some of the habits that you have that we could help you with? Today is a short show. I don't have a whole lot to say. I think whenever I'm by myself, I'm going to stick to the 10-minute or 15-minute shows. But this is something that I really, really want to get across to you. Your days are your life. As you live your hours, so you create your years. Please take the time to develop a great life. Get rid of fear. Develop the habit. And go out and conquer life. Really, grabs life by the balls and tell it where you want to go. You are in control. Just like we said, you can have anything as long as you choose to have it. Choose the right thing. Now, here at BLS, we want to talk to you about three things. And with these three things, they go great with each other. They infuse each other. Once you put these two things together, one thing can come out of it. So as I end our show, and as I say that please make your life count, your life does count. If you're driving and you're listening to this, please pull over. I have something to tell you. Please pull over. Look at yourself in the mirror if you're getting ready. You matter. Your job doesn't matter. Your friendships don't matter. Your education at this point doesn't matter. None of that matters right now. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you matter. You're put on this earth to do something great. It's time that you step up and step out. You matter. No one can write like you can. No one can talk like you can. No one can sing like you can. No one can teach like you can. You matter. Your days and your lives are in miniature form. As you live your hours, so you create your years. You matter. Create a life that matters. Create a relationship that matters before it's too late. You matter. Your dreams matter now. Everything that you do matters. You can make such an influential, positive impact on this world. You matter. So, as I leave you, I want to share this quote that really got on to me. Let me share it with you. It says, never allow waiting to become a habit. Live your dreams and take risk. Life is happening now. As you live your hours, so you create your years. As you live your days, so you create your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the best dresser in the Midwest, man. I hope you have a motivational, wonderful Monday. Until next time, good night.